Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that mighty sea is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, mighty sea will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, 'cause we know that where there's danger, he is there.
He is there, on the land, on the sea, in the air.
Howdy, folks. This is Dan Kirkendall, and this is the Mighty Seek Podcast. Last show, which was actually recorded yesterday, I've been a bit impatient to get some more shows out. Maybe I'll hold this off a little bit because I want to, I may have some post-production to do and some additional recording to do on this topic. There was actually some interesting news out recently. It's on my blog. Basically, Information Week has an article about the incidents of web app hacks are up. You know, there's more of them being reported. There's more, basically there's becoming more awareness about what I like to talk about over and over on this podcast, and that is web application security. So I'm excited about that. You know, the nice thing about the article is that they really seem to get it. They get the fact that it's generally secure coding practices that are not being adhered to as the real main culprit. The fact that web app development at the moment is about features, and they say that the app developers are optimistic sort of people. Maybe that is it. I don't know. But whatever the cause is, there's, and I've gone through this before in other shows, there's a lot of causes that really the web app developers just don't have the security background. It's just, there's a lot of them out there, and the security community is still a very small niche, really. There's not, it's the issues around web app hacking are, while the information is out there and people have some general sense, they don't really understand all the various details. And due to that, they make the same mistakes over and over again. Excuse me. So, making those mistakes is going to create vulnerabilities. And let's not think, and I think the article on Information Week does mention this, is it's not just, small app developers. The banks are having these problems as well. And, security issues around financial institutions are pretty widespread, and we hear about them a lot in the news. Not all of them are, web or any kind of real information, savvy attacks. Some of them are social engineering. Most of them, you hear about backup tapes or laptops that are getting nabbed, and major leakage. The Security Catalyst had an article about, he had a podcast. His most recent podcast was about pod slurping, and that does get a bit technical, but minorly so, but it is not web attacks. So web attacks, are not always the primary source of attacks, but they are one of them, and they need to be paid attention to. Let's see, do I have any other news? It was yesterday, the last podcast was out, so I don't really have much in the way of news. I've been trying to put together more information on the topics that I want to cover. I rambled through them yesterday, and even after that, I thought of a ton more, and really felt like, this is, I'm getting to a point where the basics are covered. Maybe I'll have to go back and touch up on a few of the basics, you know, rediscuss them, maybe put a little more detail behind it. But there's a lot of interesting topics around stuff that aren't normally talked about. So I want to get into that. You know, the popular things to hear about are cross-site scripting and SQL injection attacks. You'll hear about cookie poisoning, and sometimes you'll deal with, you know, authentication problems. So what I want to talk about in this show is privilege escalation. Privilege escalation is basically accomplishing or executing functionality in the application that you're not supposed to have rights to. So, you know, I'm going to get into that here. What I want to first, I guess the best way to start off is to discuss, I guess, what I see a lot. And what I'm seeing a lot is that the developers, and this is the big problem, okay, is when you have functionality on your application that is, you know, administrator-only functionality or something along those lines. Let's say even, you know, let's talk about creating a user account. So you'll have, you know, basically when the administrator logs in, he'll see more than when a user logs in. And what we're dealing with at that level is what are called, or what I call navigational controls. So you'll have, you know, access controls around the navigation. So you're controlling access to navigation. So the administrator logs in and he'll have a menu for administrative tasks. And you click on that and that'll take you to a link that the administrator would only have, should only have rights to. So, you know, there could be a, you know, accounts management link that you would only see if you're an administrator type account. However, what happens when a normal user is logged in? So a normal user logs in, he doesn't have that menu. But what if he knows about the URL? He's been able to sniff the traffic online, that's not hard to do. He's able to somehow find out what the link path is. And really, that shouldn't be all that hard to accomplish, just to get the path to where the administrator, you know, account screen is. That's pretty trivial. So let's say I'm able to find that out, or I have prior knowledge of that somehow. So my navigational controls would prevent me from clicking to it. But, you know, this is a browser. I can go to the URL bar and type in the address. Now when I get there, am I going to be bounced away? Am I going to be denied access to that page? In many cases, no. In way too many cases, the access controls are all done around the navigation. So they're controlling navigation to resources and functionality. But they're not actually verifying your security rights at the point of the functionality. So in the accounts management screen, you know, if you go directly there and, you know, at the top of it or in the framework, it doesn't somehow determine that you know what pages you should have access to. And then if you go to something that you don't have access to, it really should just redirect you away. It shouldn't allow you to accomplish anything. It should just, you know, 302 you back to the home page or something. Even any more error than that could be clues. You know, if you get redirected away or you get a mock 404 error page, which is what I like to do, it makes the user think that there was nothing there to begin with. You know, maybe they'll try different URL combinations, whatever, but it'll throw them off the trail a little bit. So, you know, anything that you're giving the user, you're going to be, you know, anything the user can discover is information they can use for attacks. But anyway, so what I see a lot of times is it's all done in the navigation. It's not done at the point of functionality. So the page will load up if you happen to know the URL. And I see this a lot, okay? This is not, you know, I've seen once or twice. This is, I see this repeatedly, and it blows my mind that they've limited access to the resource via navigational controls. You know, yes, you do want to control, you know, the navigational controls. You want to check the permissions at that point. That's all well and good. That improves the user experience and the usability of your app. But you need to also apply those same security rights controls to the resource. Now, here's another thing that I see very often is the page that is going to display the form. So let's say there's a form for creating a user account. And, you know, you're presented with an HTML form and you put in the username and the password a couple times and, you know, their first name and last name and email address, whatever you want to put. And then you hit submit. And this posts to potentially the same page or to another page. Let's say it's sent to the same page. What that usually means is that that page is going to, the first thing it's going to do is detect if there's a submission to it. Now, there have been times where I've seen, and this becomes silly, this is just, it's mind-boggling, but it's easily overlooked when you're doing development and you're in a hurry to get something accomplished. What you'll do is, at the top of your file, you'll indicate, you know, if post data, you know, has a username, right? So then you know that there was a post that happened. So you'll do a quick little check, and if not, then you'll display the form. But if true, then you will, you know, do an insert record into the database. Or, you know, whatever. You'll somehow add the data to the database so that the user account is active. Now, what I've seen a lot of times is that this if statement will be above the access controls. So what it'll do is it'll say if post, you know, do this. Else, if user has rights, whatever the function is, if user has rights to admin, then display the form, you know, else send them away. Now what you'll notice in that is that the first thing it checked was for the post data, rather than the first thing being the security check. And this is where the problem is. Is now, okay, you blocked me from being able to see the form. So you've made my job a little harder. But if I was able to snoop the traffic and saw what you posted when you created an account, you know, let's say I'm able to sit around and watch and I got a sniffer running, or somehow I'm able to record traffic, I'll see the post data. So what you submit in a form is just a different format. Instead of being the URL, it's created as a post, which means the URL is just going to have the, you know, it's not going to have any parameters on it necessarily, but right below the HTTP header is a GET string, basically, and that's the post data. So that means I have to format it, and it's a bit more effort, but it's not hard to do, you know, when you're doing web app hacking. You're expecting to run into these scenarios, so it's not hard to do. Tools like Peros actually make it really easy. You know, they'll actually URL encode for you and do all those kind of things. So there's a lot of ways to make this very easy. So if I know what the expected inputs are, I can mock up the post and submit it. And if the access controls are not checked first, and instead it's first checking to see if there's post data coming in, basically, you know, what the app developer is doing is presuming the only way that post would have come in is via the form. And that's just a terrible assumption. And that's where much of the security problems come from, is very bad assumptions. And so in this case, they're assuming that the data would only be coming in via a post to this form. And that's wrong. Yeah, in many cases. So, you know, or it's wrong to assume that. So the real key here is that you're checking access controls at the navigational controls, so you can the navigational controls are good and it improves the user experience. But far more importantly is that you are controlling at the point of the functionality. So before you commit some action, you've already verified that the user has rights. And you verified in that session, okay, or in that load, that page load. So, I don't know. That's the basic concept there. So apply that throughout, okay? Everywhere you're going, you know, having a framework is really important, because in the framework, you can do this. In the framework, you can do it in an automated way. And, you know, I talk about frameworks a lot. They're, you know, the frameworks and the patterns are the way to solve these things and have, you know, well-designed, well-engineered, and more secure web applications. So the key here is privilege escalation is a serious problem, but it's also one that's very easily overcome, because, you know, the presumption here is that you do know who should have rights to do what. And it's just a matter of making sure that you're checking at the point of the functionality being executed that the user actually has rights to do this. You know, a key to this is session management. You know, you always need to check the session. That's another thing. Sometimes I'll see functionality, and this is something, you know, we can talk about with Ajax, and I'll get far more in depth within the Ajax discussion, is a lot of times the stuff I'm seeing, the Ajax backend functionality isn't even checking to see if there's a session. It's just, you know, it's just ready to answer requests. And basically the assumption is that all the security is done on the other end, you know, on the pages that the user is actually visiting, you know, with their browser, and not, you know, what the Ajax backend is doing. You know, they're basically trusting that the Ajax would only make requests, you know, the Ajax portion of what the browser is doing would only make requests that, you know, are pushed into it, right? Not that a user is directly hitting it, hitting the back end and, you know, and trying to get information or access to information that they shouldn't have. So really what you have to assume at every point in your application is the worst. You know, so basically at every point in your application, at every bit of functionality, you want to verify that the user has rights. And, you know, your access control system may be something very simple. It may be user or admin, you know, is admin. Whatever you got, make use of it at every point. And that's it. That's privilege escalation. I'm sure I can go into this more, and if you guys are interested, I can lay out some examples. There's just, you know, the user account is just one example, but apply that to every bit of your application. You know, if you're a, you know, mortgage company, and, you know, you've got your, you know, loan officers are the only ones allowed to approve a loan, you know, some lower level guy is, you know, only allowed to bring them in and point, you know, potential customers to a loan officer. Well, you definitely don't want those lower level people approving loans by way of, you know, oh, you know, the loan officer is always busy, I know he's going to approve this loan, I'll just make the submission and get him approved onto the system. You know, and maybe he's not trying to do something wrong. He has all the good intentions of serving the customer, but he's, you know, potentially able to bypass the process that is in place for a reason. And, you know, as the app developer, you don't want this hanging on your head, that users in your company or your organization are able to do things that they're not supposed to do. You know, well-intentioned or not, the application should prevent this from happening. So you can, privilege escalation is an easy nut to solve. You know, it's really not that hard. You just got to go through and make sure that you're checking at every point that they have the rights that they should. And ideally, you have a framework, and this framework can do that for you. You know, you'll have to define what the user is going to have rights to and not. You know, could be, like I said, is admin, you know, and have a little, you know, a function that looks at the session to know if the user's an admin or not. Whatever. Whatever the case, however you want to manage your user accounts is, you know, going to be custom. So there's nothing I could say about that. But you are likely to have some kind of group or, you know, some way to know that they have the privileges to accomplish functionality or not. And verify, use it, check it. Don't let it slip by. That's it for today. That's Mighty Seek.
Save the day. That means that Mighty Seed is on the way.